This is the Joyful Mama Show. We want to help you take actionable steps toward dreams that have more impact, family life that has more peace, and motherhood that has more joy.
We think that it's time for moms to rise up in entrepreneurship and change the world. But let's face it, it's hard to sort through all of the ways we get stuck in our own heads and in all of the things we feel like we're supposed to be doing.
How can we change the world when we're overwhelmed with trying not to feel overwhelmed about homeschooling or power struggles with our kids or taking care of our own hearts, our bodies, and our minds?
We want to give you the tools to find rest, joy, and healing while also taking your business and your dreams to the next level. You know you were made for more than hustle. You can feel that you were made for more than the lies that hold you back. And we believe that you were made for amazing things that impact the kingdom of God and the people that God has given you to impact for Him. You were made to be a joyful mama, to have a heart that is thriving, not striving. And we want to help you step into the fullness of all you were created to become. Hey everyone, welcome back. We're so glad you're here. Today we're talking about five reasons that you should start a business right now. We know so many of you are doing multiple things with your days, you've got kids, but there is something inside of you that is saying, I want to do more. I want to expand my horizons. So today we're going to talk about the five reasons why you should do it right now. Now is the time. The first reason that Liz and I want to talk about today is you should start a business right now if you want to create impact. If you believe that you have a message inside of you to share with the world, if you believe that God has called you to be part of expanding the kingdom and impacting people and changing the lives of those around you. We know that so many of us have tried either maybe ministry or we've tried to have impact with our kids and we are having impact with our kids and our family, but we feel like there's more for us. Like there's more people waiting for us to expand ourselves and give of ourselves. And there's just longing and desire to make a difference in people's lives. We have compassion. We have empathy. We see people who are hurting and struggling. And we know that we have solutions that could help them. We know that we've walked through things that can help them. And so if you are somebody who wants to have an impact alongside Jesus and partner with Him, that is one of the reasons you should start a business right now.
Yeah, that's so good. You know, Sarah, for so long, I felt like ministry and business were separate things. There was this invisible line that caused me to be segmented in my expression of all the gifts and all of the creativity and the passions and the desires that He put inside of me. And I felt like if it makes money, it's over here. And then if it's to help people, then it's over there. The first thing I ever tried to do in business was serving people who I really cared about. It was single moms. And I felt so torn, like that tension was still there. Like, can I actually charge them for helping them? Mm-hmm. And I did have people in my life and mentors in my life telling me and affirming me over and over and over, yes, you can, Liz. Yes, you can. You are actually serving them better by asking them to invest in themselves because they're going to show up if they have to invest. Mm-hmm. And if you give something away for free, they don't value it as much. And so I trusted the process. I started creating, you know, I created a course, I created online, you know, masterclasses, things like that, a community. And the ones who came in for free generally didn't show up. The ones who invested even just a little bit, they showed up and they cared. And I learned so much in that season. I wish I would have really even had someone beating my head stronger with the message, like, what you're doing is so important and the way you're doing it through business so that it's also, you're also being compensated. If you're doing ministry and you're not being compensated, there's a grace for that to an extent. You know, if you're sowing into people's lives at your church and in your home, but if everything you do is for free and you're not having any kind of reward financially for the time that you're spending, either you're going to start resenting it, your family's going to start resenting it. It's just so important. And God gave us the power, it says in the Bible, to create wealth. So He gave us the power to create wealth, and He's given you desires and passions to create income, to create impact, If you have those things stirring inside of you, if there's a group of people that you care about, if there's a problem that you know you can help someone solve, do not sleep on it any longer. That is a sure sign that there's a business inside of you. There's something inside of you that is not just a solution for the people that you're going to serve, but also a path to breakthrough for your family. So that's number one. Number two, why should you start a business right now? You have authority in an area that you have walked through. So again, the single mom message, when our mentor said to me, Liz, what do you have in your hand? Where have you had breakthrough? I was like, I literally could not think of anything except for my story of I was a single mom. I was going around the same mountain, unhealthy relationship after unhealthy relationship. I was stuck in a rut. God healed my heart. I went through this path of healing and restoration and reclaiming my identity in him. And then I actually met my husband now and, you know, started creating the life I'd always wanted, but was too broken to have before. I'm like, how do you make a business out of that? And he's like, if you have breakthrough, what was your process? So I started journaling. And I know, sir, you've done this too. I started journaling and writing down, like, what did I do? What was the process God took me through? Do I actually have authority in this? And if you walk through something hard, or even if it's not super hard, if you've just paid the price to like learn a skill, if you know how to do marketing, if you know how to do branding, if you know how to create a product that you can sell on Etsy, whatever process you've been through, if you have authority because you know something that maybe, I remember him saying to us, if someone's only five steps behind you, you still have authority enough to talk and teach on this. Anything you would add to that?
Just that it's really important to have authority in whatever you start your business in. Like if you're going to help digital marketers, but you've never done digital marketing, or if you're like, I want to help people dealing with anxiety, but you've never dealt with anxiety, or you don't have a degree in helping people with anxiety, or whatever the thing is, when you have authority in it, you can show up much more authentically. And here's something you get to avoid. You get to avoid imposter syndrome. And I think imposter syndrome is what so many people struggle with, because you feel like you don't really belong teaching people something. And so if you can show up authentically in a way where you're like, no, I do belong here. I have authority in this area. I have a skill, or I've developed a skill to get through something or to grow in something. And so I can show up in confidence that I'm supposed to be here. And I think that's a huge asset. Not only an asset, it's imperative to have authority in the area you're trying to show up in. Number three, financial potential. You want to help provide for your family, or you have something else. Maybe it's a cause that you really feel passionate about that you want to be able to give money to. Or maybe you're really passionate about sowing into other people's ministries or missionaries or whatever the thing is. But the financial potential of having your own business and being able to scale it is unlimited. It really is. There's no cap on how much you can make. There's no cap on how much you should make. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I would venture to say you should make all that you can.
Yes.
Because as a person of the kingdom, we get to be entrusted and steward money. And if we can multiply it and make it grow, that's what the kingdom does. The kingdom is always multiplying and expanding. So to be part of the kingdom and to walk in partnership with Jesus, we want our businesses to be expanding, to be making money, to be multiplying out, so that we can do more as believers in partnership with God, so that we can fulfill all that we're supposed to fulfill, so that we can give our kids everything they need, so that we can have the lives that we're supposed to be living and not feel capped because of money.
I get so fired up on that topic. You know that about me. I just saw a reel the other day of a mom posting, it was of her little girl doing gymnastics, and she was doing all these like back handsprings and flippy, whatever they were. And the caption said something like, I never want my lack or limit of resources to stop her from excelling in her passion and in her gift. Gymnastics is expensive, and especially if you get into the competitive level. And she's like, I have a business so I can fund my daughter's dreams and the things she's passionate about. And I have another friend who I know she has like a network marketing side hustle just so she can pay for her daughter's horseback riding lessons. And I just think that it's just really important, one, yes, to steward wealth because we're called to steward the resources. Because if God can, have you ever heard, if God can get it through you, he'll get it to you. He wants to entrust us with wealth so that we can invest in the things that are on his heart. And also so that we can give our children a life without limits. And so that whatever it is that he's put in them, we don't have to say, oh, I can't afford to pay for piano lessons, or I can't afford to do, like, I want to be able to say yes, not to everything, but to everything that God would have us say yes to, and there not be the reason for lack. There are going to be things that our kids want to do that it's just a no for other reasons. Maybe the time investment, maybe, you know, it's just not the right season. But I don't want the no to ever be because, like, we want to and we should be able to, but because we don't have the resources, we can't. I don't want that. So yes, that's so, so important. Number four, why should you start a business right now? Personal growth. I was just on a call this morning with a friend and she said, I would not be who I am today if I had not gone headfirst into entrepreneurship. And this is a friend who she's done network marketing. She's built courses. She's done all kinds of digital products. She's dabbled in a lot of things. And she is so gifted. She's one of the people that I look at and I'm like, how do you get so much done so quickly? She's just an amazing, amazing mom. She has such a heart for the Lord. But she said, I'm a problem solver now. I look at things differently. I look at the world differently. I feel like there's no cap to what I can achieve with the Lord. I used to live in such a place of like timidity and limits that, and I didn't even realize until I stepped into this world of building businesses and surrounding myself with people who are doing the same thing. There's so much power in stepping into a room, especially with other women, but even men. I don't know. There's something about the vibe and the energy when it's moms who are building businesses together that just really lights me up. But she said, I have just become a completely different person. I treat people differently. I see people differently. I think differently. Everything about even the way I see the Lord and the way I see my kids, like, it's all different. And it's because stepping into something, starting your own business, puts a demand on the gifts inside of you that you may not exercise otherwise. You have to do things scared. You have to let go of perfectionism. You have to be uncomfortable on purpose. You have to push through fear. And you have to fall down, make a mess, and then keep getting back up over and over and over again. And sometimes you have to throw things out there that you think are going to be awesome and succeed, and they fall flat on their face, and you have to still keep going. It builds this resilience in you that I have not seen another way to build other than entrepreneurship. What else would you say about that? I know that you're big on personal development and becoming the best version of ourselves.
Absolutely. You know, I was in ministry for years and 100% it never forced me to face my own fears in the way that business has, all the way down to like the way that I exercise, the way that I eat, because everything has to now revolve around this thing that you are actually kind of afraid to do all the time. So You're constantly having to face your fears to push yourself forward, to go to the next level. You don't ever get to stay with where you are. And so there's this glorious like becoming of who you're supposed to be. And everything you gain in that process of becoming who you're supposed to be and all of your development, you then give away to other people through your business. It comes out somehow, even if you have something that seems unrelated to that, they're going to get this version of you that's going to say to them, maybe I can be like her.
Yeah.
Maybe here's an example of what I can possibly achieve. Maybe I can dare to believe and dream that I could be like that too, or I could have that, or I could express that, or I could use my voice in that way, or that I could make money for my family like that. And it's all like because you are having to face your fears. Yeah. And I always feel like on the other side of the door of fear is the more that you're supposed to enter into.
It's so good. And number five, this one is a really big one because I see a lot of moms who are like, okay, I have passion. I want to make an impact. I definitely need more money. You know, they're checking all these boxes and then they think that means they should just go get a job because they don't know how to monetize their passion. They don't know how to start the business. They don't know what to do. And so they're like, I need money. Our family needs breakthroughs. So I'm just going to go trade my time for money, which completely puts a cap on the potential of what you can achieve and what you can build. And so the fifth reason you should start a business right now is that you want time freedom. You want choices. You want independence. And it really does break my heart a little bit. Now, obviously, we need people in the workplace. We need nurses and doctors and people to work at stores. And we need all those things. Like, it's part of, obviously, the economy, and it's great. And there's sometimes that God will call you to the marketplace to have a job. And there's seasons for that. But what I have found is that there are a lot of moms who maybe don't feel called to that, but they're doing it because they feel stuck and they don't know how to start the business that they actually really feel called to start. And I just had a friend recently reach out in a group chat that I'm in with a bunch of homeschool moms. And she's like, I need to find something to do second shift. Does anyone know of anything I could do from like 6 p.m. to 1 a.m.? And my heart literally, like, I felt the lump in my throat come because I used to do that when my girls were little. I was waitressing, you know, 30 hours on weekends, as early as I could start to as late as I could close so that I could be home with them when they're awake through the week. And I remember those days and how hard it was to just be, I mean, imagine working till one in the, and then a mom commented back and said, oh, I used to have this desk position and I was able to work like 7 p.m. till 3:30 a.m. Something crazy like that. And it was good for that season. And I'm like, oh my goodness. If God calls you to that, then absolutely do that. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. But if you don't feel called to it and you feel these other things stirring in you, please start a business. Please look us up and connect with us and let us help you start the business that could free you up to actually sleep at night so you don't have to go work a job at midnight while your kids are sleeping. And the thing about a business and what is happening in the world right now with the digital economy, it's so possible to truly monetize your passion with digital products, with online business that you can create something once and it can sell over and over again and truly become passive so that you can have time freedom, so that you can spend time with your kids and wake up to, oh my goodness, I just checked my email and I had two people buy my thing today and I didn't even talk to them. I just set up my systems. I set up my automations. Whatever it is. That is, I think, for all of us, the dream. How can I be doing what I want to do, spending my time how I want to, have complete autonomy over my day, and have a business that is building income kind of in the background? Not that you don't ever want to work. Obviously, a business is work. But if there's an element of passive income to what you're building, that's the ultimate dream. And that's what we're passionate about. That's what we would love to help you do. So anything else you would add to that, Sarah, about time freedom and why that's such an important desire to like not ignore?
I think that so many of us feel that tug of war between our families and money, like how you're making money, whether you're going to work or do I get a job or how do I make money? So there's like this tug of war that if I start a business, I'm going to lose my family. Or if I start a business, I'm going to have to like forsake my kids. And there's going to, you know, that'll be bad for them if I start a business. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to encourage you, if you're listening right now and you're like, I want to start a business, I'm afraid for so many different reasons, that you really can have a business and still steward your calling to your kids and be a great mom and raise incredible kids who are going to watch you thrive and shine and go after the things that God has called you to. And so this lie that you are going to hurt your children by starting a business it's a lie. You actually can help them by doing what you're called to do, having more flexibility in your schedule, not being under somebody else's time frame of a boss or somebody that's scheduling you. There's so much freedom in that, and so much that you can give your kids, and so much that you can impart to them just by doing what God has called you to do. When they watch mom go after it, when they watch mom build a business, they are learning what normal looks like. And they are going to apply that to their lives. And they're going to be like, well, my mom could do it.
Yes. I can do it. Yes. It's so good. And what I found with my kids is they're like my biggest hype girls, hype guys. Like if they know I'm working on something and then a sale comes in, or, you know, there's some kind of breakthrough, like they know what I've been working towards and then there's a goal met, they are so excited with me. And it is the best feeling to bring your kids into your business with you and celebrate the wins together. Experience the excitement of pushing through the hard, pushing through the scary, doing all the work that's required to set the things up. And then when there's fruit, it was this morning, actually, I got an email that there was a purchase for one of the digital products that I've shared about. And Charlotte, who's six, started giggling and jumping up and down. And she goes, yes, now I can get my Barbie. I'm like, no, that's actually not what that means. But it was so cute because she felt part of it, because she's seen, like, obviously throughout the day as I'm getting these things set up and ready to share with the world, she's seen the investment. And she will ask, like, is it working? Is it working? Hopefully this encourages you guys. We really, really want to champion you into the place of stepping into the fullness of what God has for you and saying yes to every dream that he's put in your heart. And we know that it's really hard to dream. It's really hard to be a solution for others when you're in a place of lack or feeling stuck yourself. We've both been there and we know what that feels like very, very well. And I do not like the feeling of being stuck. I do not like the feeling of I want to sew into something, but I can't. I don't like the feeling of I want to say yes to my kids, but I can't. And having a business has changed that. And we know that it can change it for you too. So if you want to start a business, mama, start a business. This is your sign. Go.
I love it. All right, guys. We'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Hey friends, Liz and I are opening up our schedules and offering exclusive two-on-one coaching to three of our listeners at a special price which will never be offered again. We are looking for three highly motivated, teachable women who are ready to work and grow their businesses over the next 3 months. If you are tired of feeling stuck, overwhelmed, burnt out, or discouraged, this might be for you. We will give you a customized business plan tailored to your unique passions and goals so that you can monetize your business and meet your goals of impact and income.
Neither of us would be where we are today without the many coaches we've had speaking into our lives and our businesses and giving us a clear path forward. So if you are needing someone to come alongside you and help strategically guide you to your next steps so that you can reach the next level of business and income you're wanting, then go right now to thejoyfulmama.com/business coaching or click on the link in the caption of this episode.
Once these three spots are filled, we won't offer this again for 3 to 4 months, and it will never be this price again. So don't waste another minute just wishing things were different. Where could your business be in 3 months from now? Take action today and get coached by not just one of us, but by both of us. We want to see you thrive and have so much impact for the kingdom of God. So let's do this together.